Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You will have heard the news today, the sad passing of the much-loved and well-known former GAA commentator, Micheál Omorahertach.
11,349, oh, one man who's not here. He's Vinnie Bateman, the man that jumped in his bike in Mullingar, the target is to reach Beijing collecting money for concerting. He was in Istanbul for the National Hurling League final on Sunday last. He's reached Tbilisi in Georgia, heading for Iran.
I think that is the one duty of a commentator, you know, to commentate on what you see, not what you'd like to see, because those two things can be miles apart. And a commentator's duty is to give as much information as they can about what is actually happening. That's what the listener wants. He doesn't want any bias or anything like that. He wants to know what is actually happening.
Passing is underway, the ball away down now to Kieran Donaghy. Donaghy, the son of a Tyrone man, gives it out and Kerry sweeping down the field now, and the ball there by Mark O'Shea for the second time. James Masters coming with the kick from the 45. It's airborne, it's on its way in toward the goal. The umpire goes for the white flag yet again. Is that number 4 now for James Masters? It's number 6 for Cork. And Kerry, since the game started, they are the Munster champion. They're also the Alliance National League champions. They don't look like champions at the moment, but as you said earlier, Mickey, there's a long way to go yet.
Yeah, the ever-recognisable voice of GAA commentator Micheál Omorahertach. Well, the tributes have been pouring in since the news emerged just after 12 o'clock today of his passing at the age of 93. And Sean Kelly, MEP, is with me on the line today. Of course, Sean, a former president of the GAA. Sean, I know that you knew Micheál very well on a personal level.
Yeah, it was a great privilege to have known him in an Irish institution, without any doubt. Much loved, and when you think of it, as he said himself there, he did radio commentary, and yet he was one of the most famous, most recognisable and most loved people in the country. And I think it was the combination of characteristics he had, genuine interest in people, loved the games, and his openness and his honesty and his willingness to give his time to both individuals and clubs and whoever wanted it, made him a real special person. And I had the privilege of knowing him all my life, really, and particularly when I was chairman of the Kerry County Board. And at that time, Kerry wasn't going too well. And he used to always be encouraging me that we were going to win the All-Ireland. Every year, we were going to win the All-Ireland this year, he'd say. And he'd pick a team in January, and he'd say, Sean, you take that now to the manager, and that team will win the All-Ireland this year. But we didn't. But we did eventually win it in 97, and he was the happiest man that we won. And the same in regard to, I think, other counties, especially when they made a breakthrough or anything like that. He was just really, really special, really loved, and a huge loss. But we thought he'd live forever. And I remember a few years ago when he was being mentioned to go for president. That time, I'd say he must have been 80 or thereabouts. And they asked him something about his age. He said the age didn't matter. If there was some cousin of his or something, he said he'd live to 110. And he expected he'd do the same.
He
didn't do too badly. He was 93 or 94, so he had a great life.
Absolutely. And I think, I suppose, what made him so unique, aside from his voice, Sean, and his command of both the Irish and English language, was how he just even endeared himself to fans and to his listeners.
Absolutely. And I often think that both the GAA and the Irish language are greatly indebted to Micheál Omorahertach, because in his own way, he did a huge amount to promote both the language and the sports. And when youngsters were imitating their heroes, they'd be doing two things. One, they'd be poking the ball or kicking the ball like their hero would, but then also they'd be commentating as if they were Micheál Omorahertach. So there were two things went hand in hand for young people, and I think we really can't overestimate the contribution his voice and his storytelling and his commentary and his willingness to give time has done for An Gaeilge and for the GAA in terms of promotion.
Yeah. To listen to him as a commentator as well, Sean, his forensic analysis of the match in front of him was just incredible.
Unbelievable. You see, first of all, he knew the game inside out. He knew all the players. He checked them out. He knew the managers as well, so he kind of knew the tactics. So he had a greater in-depth knowledge, probably, of what was happening and what was likely to happen, the substitutes that were likely to come on, those who were going to be taken off at a particular time, maybe than anyone else. And he used all that to magnificent effect in creating wonderful images of what was happening. And I remember a few times travelling up and down the country on a Sunday afternoon and turning on the radio and listening to Micheál Na Cnoic, and I enjoyed it more than ever if I was actually at the game. Such was his ability to more or less capture and bring you to where the proceedings were, and you just felt part of it by listening to him.
Yeah, with a lovely text in here, Sean, from a listener who says, my dad used to mute the television and put the radio on for the commentary of all of Micheál's matches. He was a fantastic commentator and really captured every moment so well, but it was as little the tidbits that he would add in to just give a local flavour to the player that he would be talking about. It was just fantastic and something that is never seen nowadays. And rest in peace, it comes in from this listener. We played a little earlier, Sean, the clip of Micheál Na Cnoic and his commentary of Sean O'Halpin as well, and his parents and their family connection to Fermanagh and Fiji. But I suppose it was those little additional bits that just really made that connection with the loyal fans.
So that was superb, and it was instantaneous almost. The same with Joe Rabbit and Pat Fox, that he's seen it all now, Rabbit chasing a fox, etc. I mean, those kind of things would live with you forever, and they brought immense enjoyment to people listening to them. They'd be retelling it the following day, and that type of belief that he had in the games and that ability he had to cover it and see a humorous side to it was really exceptional. And I don't think anybody ever will be anywhere close to him in that ability to create imagery, to have that knowledge, to be able to associate something humorous with the practicality. And you said about Sean O'Halpin as well, absolutely wonderful. It just touched genius, really, and that's what he was.
Yeah, well, listen, Sean, I know there'll be a lot more in terms of tributes today to Micheál Na Cnoic, but my thanks to you and my condolences as well. I know you were a personal friend of Micheál's and to so many others in the GAA community, but of course, mostly to his family and friends as well on the sad passing of Micheál Na Cnoic earlier this morning. That's Sean Kelly, MEP, but of course, former president of the GAA.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.